Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So carbs, COVID, and red meat is to blame for a lot of the rising COVID cases. In fact, they think one out of every 20 new COVID cases is because of new diabetes cases is because of COVID. Now, we know the meat and potatoes diet was never a healthy one. We knew that would link to diabetes, but we didn't realize how much COVID was at play. And I told you, I was very nervous about COVID causing diabetes. One, because I don't like diabetes. Diabetes is a silent killer. It puts you behind the eight ball for heart disease and stroke and cancer. But another reason why I get nervous about COVID causing diabetes is when we talk about diabetes, and I've taught you guys what it is and I'll review it, but some of the reasons why some people, some of the theories behind people's pancreas is not making insulin, enough insulin to bring sugar from the bloodstream to the cell. One theory behind it was people got a virus sometime in their life, and that virus affected their pancreas. And one theory that I just can't ignore that I think might eventually be coming to light as I keep seeing more and more data is those individuals whose diabetes was caused by a virus might be at higher risk for pancreatic cancer. Now, I can't say that for sure, but we do know that diabetes can put somebody at risk for pancreatic cancer. So my worry is if you didn't get your diabetes because of genetics, but you got your diabetes because of a virus, is that virus oncogenic and is that virus screwing around with the pancreas? Now, I don't want to panic everybody. Not everybody who has diabetes is going to get cancer, but if you are diabetic, you do have a less robust immune system. And so when a cell does decide to go rogue, can your body knock it out of the ballpark as quickly as a body without diabetes? Now, studies have said that too many carbs, bad, processed meat, many of you are eating the burgers or you're eating steak going, well, I'm doing Atkins. I'm staying away from carbs, but I'm eating meat. If you're eating sausages and bacon and all that, these are processed meats. Your body doesn't know how to metabolize that. Your body needs as natural and as honest a food as it is. And these fake foods, your body doesn't know what to do with. And when you confuse the body, they're just going to kind of stand around. It's like, if you have group workers and you don't give them proper instructions and have consistent, you have working machinery and, they're going to stand around and, we won't have any cohesion and nothing will get done. Well, that happens with diabetes. If you give your body some fake food crap, the body doesn't know how to handle it. So how I see diabetes, and I've explained this before, is I look at it as like an office building. A nurse at Desert Springs Hospital was teaching a diabetic course in the 90s, and that's how a lot of us students learned about diabetes, where the food comes into the waiting room, like your mouth, the hallway is your bloodstream, and the rooms in the office are like the cells of your body. And your job is to get the sugar from that hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the cell. And to open that door, you need a key, and that key is insulin. So insulin is a hormone that your pancreas makes to get the sugar from the hallway into the door, into the room, or from the bloodstream into the cell. So you need insulin to open that key, open that door, and get that sugar in. If you have insulin resistance, that could be something pushing against the door. It could be fat. It could be your insulin key not working that well. That could also drive sugar staying in the bloodstream. If sugar stays in that hallway or sugar stays in that bloodstream, it could go to the eyes, it could go to the brain, it could go to the heart. Remember, sugar's sticky. And cholesterol loves to stick. And you combine those and you get these sticky plaques, I don't care what your cholesterol is. I triple it if you have diabetes, in my mind. Diabetes makes you clog your arteries to a degree like no other. And it also doesn't make those plaques very sustainable, such that if they break off, they could tear the intimal lining and you could get sudden heart attacks. Also, if you have a bunch of sugar in your bloodstream, your inflammatory cells have to, like, kind of swim around it. They'll try to get to where it needs to go. Sugar is very obstructive. Fungus loves the taste of sugar. Bacteria loves the taste of sugar. Why should they go away if they have plenty of food and plenty of eats? And fluid needs to be drawn in to neutralize those blood vessels that are so sugary. So by osmosis, you end up getting more fluid, which is why you're thirsty when you're diabetic. And how much fluid can those little baby blood vessels take in your eyes and your kidneys before they burst? So diabetes is a bad, 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 bad thing. And that's why we want to treat it. But one way to treat it is to put less sugar in your mouth. And none of these carbs cut back on the sugar. Cut back on the carbs. Another thing is to decrease the resistance that you have. Increase your sensitivity to insulin. Lose weight. Sometimes we need medications to help increase the sensitivity and allow your insulin to work better. Sometimes we need to kick that pancreas into gear and remind it to shoot out a little bit more insulin. And then sometimes we just need to give you insulin. If you're a type 1 diabetic, we give you insulin because you're not making enough. But type 2 diabetics, we're seeing a big rise in that. And these type 2 diabetics, if it's their diet, if it's something messing with their pancreas so they don't make enough insulin, that sugar is going to stay in that bloodstream and it won't get into the cell. You'll lose weight, you'll get thirsty, you'll be more prone to infections, it'll hurt the nerves and you won't be able to feel the bottom of your feet. So when you do cut yourself, you start getting an ulcer. So we need to do a better job. Now, trying to prevent COVID, if you could figure it out, that'd be great. I got the vaccines, I got the booster, but you could still get COVID. But we need more data on who's getting the COVID diabetes. Early on in the pandemic, we heard people were leaving the hospital diabetic when they never were. So if that virus affects the brain to stop your sense of smell and taste, if it affects your heart, if it affects your lungs, there's no surprise that it also will affect your pancreas. We know it affects the gut because people were getting diarrhea and they were vomiting. So we know the virus decides to go everywhere. But, for those of you that are pre-diabetic, or you have a family history or you're predisposed, get to work. You do not want diabetes. You don't. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say money can't buy happiness. And I agree. I was happy when I was poor. I was happy when I made money. I was happy unemployed. I was happy. I could always find a way to be happy. But I got to tell you, money buys health. And I hate to say that. And I hate that that's the way it is. But money does buy health. And we are being told that America's fourth leading cause of death is considered to be caused by poverty. According to new research, they say poverty is the fourth greatest cause of death in the United States. Researchers at UC Riverside estimate that poverty was associated with 183,000 deaths in 2019 among people 15 years or older. I would say it would be higher than that. And they say this looked at the year prior to COVID-19. They said poverty kills as much as dementia, accidents, stroke, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, according to David Brady, who is the study's lead author and a UCR professor of public policy. He says poverty silently killed 10 times as many people as all the homicides in 2019, and yet homicide, firearms, and suicide get vastly more attention. He said people living in poverty have incomes less than 50% of the U.S. median income. Researchers noted by 2021 that median household income was $70,784. So somebody who is considered poverty level would be making under $35,000 a year. Impoverished Americans, they say, according to U.S. News, have roughly the same survival rates as richer folks until they hit their 40s. Then they die at significantly higher rates. The analysis found that heart disease, cancer, and smoking kill more people than poverty. But deaths related to obesity, diabetes, drug overdoses, suicides, firearms, homicides were all fewer than deaths associated with poverty. Researchers analyzed income data from the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan and death data from household surveys. And they found, they said, because certain ethnic and racial minority groups are far more likely to be in poverty, our estimates can improve understanding of ethnic and racial inequalities and life expectancy. They say poverty should get more attention from policymakers. So this study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. And whenever we read these, you know, remember, today is tax day. I think I got it wrong the other day. I thought yesterday was tax day, but I guess tax day is the 18th. Okay. So, with tax day, you know, we look at the tax dollars we're spending. We're spending a lot of money. And we're spending a lot of this money to fight poverty. We're spending it on, you know, housing and food and food stamps and Medicaid and Medicare. And, oh, it's not enough. We still have homeless individuals. We have, we have multiple kids who are technically starving in this country. And we wonder, where is our tax dollars going? How are we having the fourth leading cause of death, poverty, in this day and age? You know how much money we spend on Obamacare? I thought we did that to help the uninsured Americans. What's going on here? So poverty is a term that would that could comprise health issues, not only with people unable to pay for the doctor, but to go to the doctor, to buy healthy food, to buy the medications, to live in an area, you know, that's safer, even though they've already ruled out, they filtered out, you know, those caused by crime and homicides and things like that. But you need money to be healthy, which is not the way things are supposed to be. One of the reasons why we pay so much in taxes is to make sure people eat and people have the money. Even if they're not working or they can't work, they're still getting food stamps. They're still... What's the miss here? Is it that many of these individuals getting the money for food aren't spending on healthy food? I'm not saying that's what's going on, but these are things we need to look at. I understand we're always going to have a poverty issue. We have migrants coming by the droves, thousands a day. You know, we will have, unfortunately, people that don't have a means, don't have a job, and America's going to run out of money. We already are. But we have a program now where people can get food assistance. It used to be you would get the vegetables. They would hand you the milk. They would hand you the eggs, they would hand you the chicken, they would hand you the vegetables. Now it's a card. And I've seen people in the grocery store use the card. And I see sugary foods and chips in their grocery cart. So what's going on here? I mean, I know we need to do better. But we're spending a lot, and maybe that money isn't going where it needs to go. And I told you, you know, rather than all the money going to, you know, the insurance companies with Obamacare and trying to incentivize them to lower their rates, just put all that money into some free clinics in every single city. This way people can go into a clinic and get health care. Them spending this money on a card that doesn't guarantee them a visit for 3-4 months... because the doctor is booked, we could have turned those billions of dollars we spent on Obamacare into clinics across the globe or across the country. And again, doing away with the pre-existing condition clause, which I agreed with, making sure that there's, you know, physicals get covered with insurance. I agree, insurance should pay for some of these basics. But we spent money on the website. We spent money on education. We spent money on lobbying. That could have gone to an honest-to-God clinic. Many of these pharmaceutical companies have drugs that are about to expire that are still good for a few months. We could hand the drugs out. We have machines, X-ray machines that are being swapped out for newer ones. You know, people can donate their equipment that they're upgrading and still have decent equipment. And in these, and I mean, there was a way to do it. Somebody could even donate the building, get their name on the building. There's always these benefactors donating to the sports complexes. Why not to these free clinics? But it, you know, if poverty is killing the degree of Americans that it is, then there's a way to have free health care. There's a way to have, you know, in terms of food, if the food stamps are not being spent on vegetables and meat and healthy food, then just hand out that food, not a card that includes chips and soda pop. This way we know they're eating healthy. We know they're getting healthier food. But it's a shame because it costs money to be healthy. And it shouldn't. You know, I have to go grocery shopping, and I'm dreading it because by the time I get out of there, I'm going to be spending about $120, $130. And I'm thinking to myself, I could just run by McDonald's and feed the family for under $20. No, that's not. It's cheaper to eat like crap. That's a problem. Our food is expensive. Our healthy food is expensive. And part of the reason why it's expensive is because we throw so much out. The grocery store doesn't sell all their vegetables. So they have to throw the vegetables out. Why not? Why aren't the vegetables, you know, why aren't they, you know, rather than, you know, dollars for soda pop and chips, why aren't they given to individuals that are in that bracket of poverty? But, you know, we should have a means to fix this. And America is one of the richest countries in the nation. If we're one of the richest countries in the nation, why are we struggling so much with so much poverty? Is it because also things cost so much? Did we do such a number on businesses during COVID that now if somebody does want to get an apartment, the landlord is like, look, I had people live here for a year and a half, no rent. You're going to pay rent. And that rent is going to be double what it was pre-COVID. So a $35,000 salary is poverty level. It shouldn't be that way. Getting an apartment these days is really expensive. Getting gas these days, finding a used car. Well, you know, you can't live on the money they're making. So what do? Well, we raise minimum wage. When you raise minimum wage, you raise prices of food and services. Everybody raised their prices up because they have to pay their staff more. So, and companies still went out under. They go, we can't handle the labor costs. Our payroll is killing us, and they close down. So how do you get everything to get cheaper? How do you stop these high deductibles? How do you have medical access that isn't an Obamacare, you know, money pit, but clinics where they can go to and get seen? Well, we need to do a much better job. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, is calling on Russia to immediately release Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested on spying charges earlier this month. Southwest Airlines dealing with another scheduling dilemma after about a one-hour ground stop across the USA today. FlightAware counts about 1,800 delayed flights. Deadline day for filing your federal income tax return, but you can get an extension.
Procrastinators have been blessed by the IRS in that they can have a free extension. And I mean free because we don't have to give any excuse whatsoever.
Accountant Bill Dendy says you can even file online. That'll give you till mid-October to submit your tax return. Galaxy Quest may live again. The showbiz newspaper Variety reports Paramount's in the early stages of turning the Star Trek spoof into a series. The 1999 movie starred Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, and the late Alan Rickman. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing a lot of us doctors are concerned about when it comes to the border, and it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, is the types of illnesses that can come that we as Americans aren't used to. So you know how you'll go to a country, maybe you'll go to Mexico, and then you'll get sick. And you'll say, well, we're not used to the water. And it does. You do build up a resistance to things that could be in the water or the air or the soil in other places. But when we have the degree and the numbers that are coming in, we have been on the watch and concerned about what medical illnesses could come. And Alejandro Mayorkas last year about maybe a year and a half ago, admitted that 20% of the migrants that were coming to the border had, quote-unquote, an illness. He said, we are confronted with inhabitants of those that, as a basic matter, that have a rate of sickness of roughly 20%. Now, that didn't just mean COVID. It could include... Now, remember, at the time, we were, you know, taking in people from Afghanistan and multiple countries south of the border. And the CDC alerted clinicians in 2021 to be prepared for cases of measles, mumps, varicella, which is chickenpox and shingles, tuberculosis. Even though shingles, you really can't give somebody shingles, as your chickenpox coming out. But to be on alert for tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A, COVID-19 among the Afghan evacuees. But there's also medical risk from the Haitian migrants. Many Haitians left Haiti in the 2010 earthquake, relocated to Chile. And then many Haitians have made the long journey through Latin America to come to the Mexico-Texas border. Even though some of the migrants might have been previously healthy, their current living conditions made them more vulnerable to multiple health conditions. So one study in Scientific Reports that was entitled Infectious and Non-Infectious Disease Burdens Among Haitian Immigrants in Chile was a cross-sectional study, and they found that there was more high blood pressure, more HIV, hepatitis B, anxiety, depression. And so they suggested that public policies for detecting and treating hypertension, HIV, hepatitis B screening, offering hepatitis B vaccination, and organizing mental health programs as Haitian migrants were coming in. So we also, a lot of Haitian migrants in the Dominican Republic, and there's, you know, and HIV is something that we've still been battling with. We've made amazing, amazing progress. But when you have migrants that are coming in that haven't been treated, you know, and if they do, you know, interact with Americans and spread HIV or tuberculosis, or, you know, we could have public health crises. Well, a doctor in New York is sounding the alarm, saying half of the migrants piling into New York City are not vaccinated for polio. Now this is one of those no-duh things. I mean, I appreciate him saying this. This is nothing earth-shattering. We know a lot of these migrants are not in countries that have as robust a vaccination protocol as we do. I mean, every kid is vaccinated for polio since, you know, the 60s. And, you know, what happened with kids waking up paralyzed, America was like, and parents were like, no more. So most kids have gotten the polio vaccine. There are some that are unvaccinated, but most of us Americans are now vaccinated for polio. But you have migrants coming in, and they said 50% of them are not. So if they do get exposed to polio, that polio, and they end up suffering from polio, one is, you know, they could die, or they could become paralyzed, and, you know, we would obviously need to take care of them because they're here in America. But also, it could allow some of these pathogens, these viruses, to mutate and become stronger. And so we've been doing a pretty good job with our vaccines working overall, but we have seen measles outbreaks in people who've been vaccinated. We've seen some chickenpox in people who've been vaccinated. You know, if the virus gets smarter, it could affect those of us who are vaccinated, and then we need to vaccinate with a stronger sort of strain. So I don't know if I have the this was Health Commissioner Ashwin Vasan. Said more than 50,000 people have come to New York City in the past year shortly after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. As more people arrive and many make their NYC their home, the scale and scope of need continues to grow. In his 8-page letter dated April 11th and being reported by the New York Post, he sent this to physicians and other healthcare providers. The Post got a copy, and he says, I am writing now to underscore how critical it is that healthcare providers take a wide range of considerations into account when working with people who are seeking asylum. The scope of this letter represents the scale of the need. It is incumbent upon us as a welcoming city to comprehensively evaluate and meet these needs. So they say we need to screen and vaccinate migrants for diseases and viruses that have been kept in check in the city. So if somebody comes in with a cold, we're going to be thinking COVID. We're not going to be thinking that they have an enterovirus, which could be causing polio. Well, we have to now. And we have to assume that a lot of the diseases we haven't seen in years. I mean, I've seen cases of polio aftermath, but I never had a patient I had to take care of who had polio because everybody had been vaccinated. So a lot of doctors aren't looking for polio. They're not looking for leishmaniasis. They're not looking for malaria. I mean, I always have it in the back of my mind. But if somebody's, you know, coming in with a fever and not feeling too well, I'm going to be thinking COVID, flu. But then I tell them to go and get checked in person because I just don't know what they could have. Polio spreads person to person. It could live in an infected person's throat and gut, contaminate food and water, and it could lead to paralysis, permanent disability, and death. Between 2 and 10 out of 100 people who have paralysis from polio will die. Because the virus, if it caused them to be paralyzed, it can also affect their lungs. That's why you would see these iron lungs and these artificial lungs. These were machines that they would use to try to help, you know, these people breathe because the virus could affect their lungs. Jay Varma served as senior health advisor to former Mayor Bill de Blasio. He said the number of migrants not immune from polio is a cause for concern. He said there's always a risk to public health when people are not vaccinated against important infectious diseases like measles and polio. He says the risk is not immediate since there are not high levels of vaccination among children, or there are high levels among New Yorkers. But again, can the virus outsmart some of us who are vaccinated or some of these unvaccinated communities? Remember, herd immunity works by those who can't get vaccinated. Either they're allergic or they can't get vaccinated or they have a reaction to the vaccine. Who knows? The herd immunity works by they're protected because everybody else in the herd, you know, the bigger animals are vaccinated so they can repel anything and protect that little baby, you know, within the herd. But if you have individuals who aren't vaccinated, then they can turn around and infect those who are vulnerable. And so we start to lose the ability of herd immunity. Now, we're only talking 50,000 migrants, so 25,000 not being vaccinated, but that is enough to brew something. So, you know, I've always, you know, suggested we gotta also watch for TB. TB and multiple drug resistant TB we are not prepared for. And that gets spread by coughing and sneezing. It's very contagious. And we don't vaccinate in America for TB. There are TB vaccines, but we don't vaccinate for TB. We might have to. And that's something that's going to frustrate the American public after everything we went through with COVID. So, you know, our border is, you know, the reason why we need, you know, consistency and lack of chaos at the border is so as people are coming in, they can be screened not only for criminal elements, but also for health elements, just like we did at Ellis Island in the olden days. And then if they are at risk for things or could put us at risk, there are things we could do, such as vaccines, et cetera, you know, to help mitigate that risk. But with people running over the border and they're, you know, us taking in thousands a day, I think we're going to be overwhelmed. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So STDs are on the rise. And not only is it, you know, a concern that we have with migrants coming across the border, but just in America. I mean, STDs are on the rise. People don't fear getting the clap. 70s and 80s, oh my gosh, nobody wanted to have that pain. You know, but now it's like, oh, it's okay, I can just get an antibiotic. And they're getting a lot of antibiotics over the phone. And they're not saying they have an STI because then they have to go in and get seen. So they'll have maybe their girlfriend, or maybe she is feeling the burning, call in and say, you know what, I have a UTI. Like, oh, okay. But the only antibiotic I can really, really take is doxycycline. That's the STD antibiotic. So you think you have an STD, huh? But they don't, or they don't realize they have an STD. They think they have a UTI. I can't tell you how many men have called saying I have a UTI. And I go, have you had any unprotected sex? Well, yeah, but I think it's just a UTI. I go, most men don't get UTIs. So if you're burning when you pee, it could be an STI. So it's no wonder that we are having cases rise. Syphilis is on the rise, and boy, is syphilis dangerous. According to a report released by the CDC on April 11th, syphilis is now recorded at rates not seen since the 1950s, and it increased around 30% between 2020 and 2021. The CDC data shows that in 2020, there were 134,000 cases of syphilis reported in the U.S., This increased to 176,000 cases in 2021. This is a huge jump from the rates of syphilis that were recorded in the early 2000s, where only 30,000 cases each year were recorded. So syphilis is from the Treponema pallidum. We could call it a parasite, a bacteria, but we can treat it with antibiotics. So it's a bacteria. And you could get it from person to person, vaginal, anal, oral sex. And many times people don't realize they have syphilis. Syphilis is known as the great imitator. So you could have these other sort of symptoms, rash, some body aches, and you don't think it's an STD. There's primary, secondary, latent, and tertiary. You know, sometimes you might get sores, chancres, but they don't hurt. And they can happen around the genitals. So somebody will say, oh, maybe I got some razor burn. Call in an antibiotic for me. Or maybe it's herpes. But then you could start getting lesions in the mouth. Then there you could get by second stage, you could get a blotchy red rash. You could get rash on your hands and feet. People have called in saying, oh, I've had foot and mouth disease. And I'm like, how do we know this isn't shingles? Or, I'm sorry, not shingles, syphilis. Hand, foot, and mouth rashes, even though, yeah, kids get it often. And if you're a parent of a child, you could get it. But when I see a rash on the hands and face and mouth, and I'm thinking syphilis. You could also get white patches on the mouth, fatigue, headaches, joint pain, fever, swollen glands. And then some people, they just don't realize that they go into the latent stage. They feel better, so they're like, well, I'm good. Whatever it was, it's gone. It was COVID, I'm good. The latent stage could last years. But then that bacteria finds a place to camp out. And then it causes damage. And it can cause damage to a number of organs, the heart, the eyes, the brain, the nervous system. And neurosyphilis, it's horrible. It's deadly. And pregnant moms can transmit it to their babies. Congenital syphilis. CDC report found that there was over 30% rise in congenital syphilis between 2020 and 2021. So we're giving it to babies. And then babies are born. And so with it, it's not easy. It's, in fact, in the 90s, I had taken an infectious disease, extra training for infectious disease. And I thought I would be seeing things from Africa and, you know, all across the world. The majority of the cases at the time were HIV. We had some syphilis cases. And there was one gentleman who was allergic to penicillin, but he had stage 3 syphilis and they had to give him IV penicillin. So what they did, this was in the 90s, but now we have other medicines we could use. But what they did is they actually immunosuppressed him to allow him to tolerate the penicillin enough to knock out the syphilis. You know, we could recommend condoms. You know, this could hit heterosexuals, men who have sex with men, females. You know, this is something that is sexually transmitted. And we have a cure for it, and I think individuals maybe think, you know what, it's okay. If something happens, I can take some medication. I haven't seen such a population anti-condom ever in my life as they are now. Is it because condoms cost a lot? Now remember, I mean, I've been married. Okay, so I haven't needed to use condoms, but has anything changed with condoms? I mean, do they hurt? Are they really expensive? Do they take that long to put on? I don't get it. The CDC report found that in 2021, rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea far outpaced those for syphilis. Over 1.6 million cases of chlamydia reported in 2021, over 700,000 cases of gonorrhea, That's a 4% increase in chlamydia from the 2020 numbers and a 4.6% rise in gonorrhea. And as I've said before, I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. I am. And I love the fact that we could provide care to people who can't access doctors. But we have a lot of people out there that are misdiagnosing themselves or lying. And so when I see all these individuals call in saying, I'm having burning when I pee, I'm having burning when I pee, and I got it after sex. Yeah, you can get a UTI after sex, but how do we know it's not an STI? And we're just treating it as if it's a UTI. One woman called, this was her third call, saying the antibiotic for her UTI didn't work. I go, well, maybe it's not a UTI. Has anybody done a urine sample on you? No, I'm just doing it over the phone. I go, you need to go and get a urine sample done. Because if this isn't a UTI, you need STI screening. And so the deadliness to that is people then are still having sex. Oh, I just had a UTI. So we could still have sex. Well, you see, once you're told, you used to have to go into the doctor, you know, and then we would test you. And then we would tell you, look, you probably have something you could spread to everybody. And then we would reach out to contacts to get them treated. Now that it's over the phone, we have no idea who anybody's sleeping with, and they think they have a UTI. So, you know, many telemedicine platforms will not treat a male UTI because it's so rare. They're like, you got to give a urine sample. But for female UTIs, absolutely. Like, go ahead. The problem with that is, again, what if it's an STD? They could go and spread it. And so, you know, we need to know, because if you got one STD, how do we know you didn't get the others? If you have gonorrhea or chlamydia, how do we know you also don't have HIV or syphilis? So we need to have a better plan. And so I'm telling you right now, these numbers are going to skyrocket. You will see the numbers coming in the next few years are going to be even more. And I know it because these people are calling in asking for antibiotics for a UTI. And there's no way to prove it over the phone. And so we're treating STIs wrong. We're missing STIs, and we're giving people the false sense that they don't have an STI, and then they're sleeping with other people and spreading it. So we need to do better. So we need to screen people. We also need to make sure that individuals coming from other countries are also screened. Now, thank God we could treat syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia with antibiotics, but we have drug resistance, and a lot of it. And the reason why is people pretended to have bronchitis for years so they could get the Z-Pak and treat their STI with that. Now, we are developing a morning after pill for sexually transmitted diseases. We think we could use a 200 milligram tablet of doxycycline. Now, studies have, you know, shown that people taking a single dose of the 200 milligrams, what we do when you get bit by a deer tick, within 72 hours of having sex, we're a third likely to get chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis. So we might have an answer. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.